Well, again, the way it happened, I was reading in the Bible, turned to Psalm 124. Psalm 124 tonight. Let's read the psalm together, Psalm 124, a song of degrees of David. He said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, that fits really good with what Sister Elizabeth sang tonight. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Verse 8 said, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the grace of God. And thank you, Lord, tonight for your people. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to our hearts, our Father, through this text. I pray, Lord, tonight that the Spirit of God would anoint these lips of clay, give us clarity of thought, Lord, as we preach tonight. And Lord, I pray that you'd anoint the hearing of the Word of God. May the Spirit of God give us ears to hear what you want to say to us tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage your people. I know, Lord, there's a lot of sickness right now. I know, Lord, there's a lot of hurt. A lot of hearts are hurting tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight that you would just help us in the service and Lord, to glean something from this passage of Scripture we can carry with us on down the road. Help us along the way. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. I want to say tonight, there, just by way of introduction, there's four things that I see in the text tonight. Just this is just kind of a way of introduction. I was actually showering and meditating on the service tonight, meditating on the passage of Scripture when the Lord spoke to my heart about this. The first thing you see here is a Savior. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if there's ever been a day in history that we need the Savior, it's the day that we live in. I thank God David knew the Savior. When God was looking for a king, they lined up all the sons of Jesse. Nope. And he left. Yeah, there's one out there in the sheepfold. Samuel said, go get him. He said, we're not going to sit down until he comes. And he anointed David to be king. And what a blessing that was. Amen. And even though David was a man after God's own heart, even though David was a king, he never got past the fact that he needed the Savior. He needed the Lord. Amen. And I was thinking coming across the way about Brother Don, and if something don't happen here for too long, we may go over there and move the vehicles off his carport and bring our lawn chairs, have a prayer meeting over at his house. Amen. And if he's able to talk to us, we'll let him talk to us. If not, we'll just let somebody sing, let somebody preach. Amen. They might be a neighbor over there. Needs to know Jesus. Amen. I know one thing. I promise you, Brother Don's neighbor they know that he knows Jesus. Amen. I promise you that. Amen. So I see a Savior. But then the second thing that I see, just by way of introduction, I see a side. You know what? Tonight, listen, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. There's two sides to this thing. Amen. I'm glad I'm on the right side of Calvary. I'm glad I'm on the right side with the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I'm on the side that's going to heaven. I'm glad I'm on the side that has peace in their heart. I'm glad I'm on the side that has a purpose in their life. Oh, every time you turn the news on, somebody's dying from fentanyl poisoning, or somebody's shooting up drugs in their arms, amen, and somebody's looking in the bottom of a bottle for some peace. But I'm glad I found peace at Calvary, amen. And that put me on the right side of things, amen. I was on the wrong side for 27 years. But thank God when you get born again, beloved, you change sides, amen. The Bible said that you're either for me, Jesus said, or you're against me. He said, you're either gathering into my sheepfold or you're scattering abroad. Years ago, I heard that fence straddling preaching, and I thought that was pretty good preaching until I read my Bible. There's no such thing taught in the Word of God. Amen. You're either in or you're out. Amen. You're either for the Lord or you're against the Lord. Amen. You're either doing something to gather them in or you're scattering them abroad. Amen. You can't have one foot in the devil's field and one foot in God's field. Amen. It just don't work that way. And I thank God I see the Savior, but I see the side. And I'm glad tonight. Listen, I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. I'm glad to be a part where our Father tonight, we could bow our heads and say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What a blessing it is to be on the right side, on the Lord's side. But then, I see this tonight. I see the sinners. I see the Lord, the Savior. I see the side. But the Bible said if it had not been, verse 2, the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. I'll tell you something tonight. You're living in a dream world if you think you're going to get saved and everybody's going to be for you. Amen. Jesus said they hated me and they're going to hate you. And I tell you, I believe as we get in towards the coming of the Lord, the hatred is being turned up. I watched the news the other day. I watched a man that's been arrested 11 times and let out of jail 11 times walk up behind a police officer and take a glass bottle and hit her in the back of the head with it. I'm telling you, the lawlessness, these teenagers, amen, up there in Chicago, amen, listen to me. There's nothing down at the zoo that's acting as bad as people are, amen, in this land that we live in, amen. I'm telling you, there's lawlessness in the land. And so David, he saw the sinner, and he knew, beloved, listen, that everybody wasn't for him. There were those enemies that were against him. Some of them were against him because they were jealous. Some of them because they served another God. But I'm glad we're on the right side, amen. And if you're on the right side, beloved, you're going to have some enemies in this world. And I thank God tonight, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Tonight I see, not only do I see the Savior, just by way of introduction, I didn't see this with my Bible open. I saw this while I was taking a shower meditating. By the way, beloved, listen, you need to learn to meditate on what you've read. Amen. Just mull it over. Amen. Burp it up like a cow does and chew the cud. Amen. You might get something out of it the second or third time around. Amen. I saw the Savior, the Lord. I saw the side. I'm glad there's a side involved here. We're on the right side. I saw the sinner. But then the Bible said, rose up against. Then that last little word there is us. Glory to God. The saints. Aren't you glad to be in the us crowd tonight? Amen. I thank God tonight, listen, that when you get saved by the grace of God, you know, I wrote, saw your little note the other day, and I didn't, I can't remember all that I wrote, but I built him another little robot out of his blocks before I left down there. He loves that. And I built him one last time, and his mom and dad wanted to tear it down for over a month, and he wouldn't let them. Amen. I built it all the way to the ceiling. And I built him one in his bedroom, and I took some time to do that, and I left him a note. And I said, Sawyer, you're my grandson. I said, Sawyer, you're my turkey hunting buddy.
Amen. I'm telling you what, Sawyer's head will move around faster than a turkey's head in a blind. Amen. I'm telling you what's the truth. It's the grace of God. We got that bird. Amen. That bird's seen us 45 yards out away from us. Amen. But he still was too close for comfort. Amen. And Miss Eve got to cook him. Amen. But anyway, the last thing I wrote, I talked about Sawyer being my turkey hunting buddy and Sawyer being my grandson. But the last thing that I wrote, I said, more than any of that, Sawyer, you're my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. It's us. Amen. If you've ever been to Calvary, if you've ever been saved, you're in the family. Amen. And David, he understands, beloved, the need of a Savior. He understands the need to be on the right side. He understands the need of his brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints of God. And beloved, he understands, beloved, that there's an enemy. There are the sinners, amen, that are enemies of this country, enemies of the cross, enemies of the gospel. Amen. You say, Pastor, I thought we were supposed to love sinners. We are, but we're supposed to hate sin all at the same time. Amen. I thank God tonight, listen, that the Lord is still saving sinners and getting them on the other side, on the right side. I want to give you some things tonight here. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, and just some things that God spoke to my heart about. There's three things I want to give you in the message tonight, and we'll get out of the way. The first thing I want to talk to you about is the word humility. Is the word humility. David has a humility about him. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? David knows that he couldn't have got where he's at by himself. I believe sometimes, beloved, listen, people forget where God found them. And they forget, beloved, it's the Lord, amen, that's brought them this far. And the songwriter said, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It's grace that's brought me safe thus far. And it's grace that'll lead me home, amen. I believe David never got past that humility. He said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now, may Israel say, there's a lot of people walking around in this world acting like they've accomplished something. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen, God give us our brain. God give us our hands. God give us the knowledge. If you'll read your Bible, every good and perfect gift cometh down from above. Everything you've got that's worth having, God give it to you. Amen. There's a lot of people who don't realize that tonight. God give us a place to lay our head. God give us the clothes on our back. God give us the peace that's in our heart. And God give us, beloved, everything that we need. He said, My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then, Sister Elizabeth, God give us a promise. He said, At the end of this thing, I'm going to come. And you're going to come and be with me where I am. Amen. And, beloved, if I, beloved, leave this world, yes, I will be absent from this old body. But I'll be present with the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. I want you to listen to this. In the year 1582, this psalm was sung on a remarkable occasion in Edinburgh. An imprisoned minister, John Dury, had been set free and was met and welcomed on entering the town by 200 of his friends. The number increased till he found himself in the midst of a company of 2,000 who began to sing. As they moved up the long high street, now Israel may say, they sang it in four parts with deep solemnity, all joining in a well-known tune and psalm. They were much moved themselves, and so were all who heard. And one of the chief persecutors is said to have been more alarmed at this sight and song than anything that he had seen in Scotland. I'm going to tell you something, beloved, right now, when God's people have peace and God's people can have humility and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, and give God the glory, I believe God will help us along the way. Don't you? Amen. What a blessing. I thank God for pollen, don't you? Amen. Pollen didn't used to bother me. And grass didn't used to bother me. But I'm getting old. Amen. There's a lot of things bothering me that didn't used to bother me. Amen. But tonight, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, there's a great humility here, excuse me, in the text. And I pray tonight that you and I would never get over what God's done for us and never forget, amen, that the Lord is the reason we are where we are. He's the reason we have what we have. Thank God He's the reason we're going where we're going. And He's the reason we're not going where we was going, amen, before. I thank the Lord for that. I don't know about you tonight, but it's a blessing. The phrase, had been on our side, is the past tense of Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. Thus the community confesses here that God has been with them in their past history. Is there anybody here tonight can say God's been with me? Amen. I'm going to say something tonight. If you'll study your life for just a moment. Brother Eddie, how old were you when you got saved, brother? 8 years old? It's the grace of God you lived to be 8 years old, ain't it? Amen. Nick, how old were you when you got saved? Amen. Mike, how old were you when you got saved? He's so old he can't remember. Brother Dale, how old were you when you got saved? You were 14 years old. Brother Gary, how old were you when you got saved? 21. Brother Jason, you were 9. Did I remember that right, brother? That's the grace of God. Houston, how old were you when you got saved, brother? 22. Is that what he said? 22. That's a good caliber, amen. 22. Amen. You say, Pastor, what are you getting at? Listen, I was 27 before I got saved. I'm not proud of that. I was full of pride. I'm not proud of the fact that it took 20 years in the world, then 21 years in the world, 6.5 years in the church to finally swallow that pride. But here's what I want to say. Listen to me. The Lord was on my side the whole time. It's the grace of God I ever lived to be 27 years old. I'm talking about things that happened in my life that could have snuffed my life out, and I'd have went straight to hell in a handbasket. Amen. I had a big old ripper tooth. Has anybody ever seen a bulldozer? Anybody ever seen a bulldozer? They got a tooth, these three teeth behind them. I'm talking about big one now. And it rips the ground while they're plowing on here. Then when they back up and get another pass, it's loosened it a little bit so they can push some more dirt. I had one of those in my welding truck. A woman run a stop sign in Baltimore. I jammed on the brakes. It was laying there alongside my welder in the back. And that thing made a big old turn like that. It looks like about a quarter moon. Come through the back glass on my... Listen, it was inches from hitting me right there in the back of the head. It broke a back glass out of my truck. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, amen, I'd have never lived to be 27 years old, 23 feet up in a tree. A boy built a tree stand. And beloved, listen, that chain that he had that thing fastened with broke. I was 21 years old. I fell 23 feet and hit the ground and crushed the vertebrae down in my lower back, two of them. And I could lay my hand, beloved, listen, on a rock half as big as a hood on a truck. If my head would have hit that rock, I'd have been out of here. You say, Pastor, why are you so thrilled tonight? Because I realize, listen tonight, God had me on His mind a long time before I ever got Him on my mind. And God took care of me. And God spared my life over and over and over. I could stand here tonight and say, God spared my marriage. And I want to thank Him tonight and say, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side. It don't make me cocky. That makes me humble to know, beloved, listen, that I couldn't do anything. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Even before I got saved, I couldn't breathe without His help. In Him we live. Read it over there in the book of Acts and live. We live and move and have our being. Amen. We don't need to be worshiping some unknown God. I'm glad the God we worship is known. His name is Jesus. There's humility. There's humility. Thank God tonight for the humility among God's people. God said, if we'd humble ourselves, He'll draw nigh to us. Our country's in trouble. You say, Pastor, what's the secret? What's the key? We're going to have to humble ourselves. if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. He said, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. We need a healing, amen. We need a healing. I know that God is able to do that tonight. So if it had not been for the Lord, I see humility here in the text. Now may Israel say, well, let me ask you this tonight, just before I move on to the second thing in the message tonight. If Israel could say this, how much more should the church be able to say this? The church that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The church that God come along one day and said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a Gentile and I'm going to graft them in to that wild olive tree. I'm going to make it so they don't have to be dogs anymore. They can be children of the living God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You think about that for a moment. You'll shout, amen. I believe, listen to me tonight, that David's got it right when he said, if it had not been for the Lord. He's saying to Israel, listen, folk, we're not here by ourselves. God has helped us. Amen. I'm sure when David writes this, he's going back. As a matter of fact, yeah, I read over there somewhere, His mercy endureth forever, over and over, and it tells the story about the Red Sea. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. Their clothes didn't get old. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. I tell you, I thank God tonight that He's had mercy on us. Listen tonight, if it had not been the Lord who's on our side, I see humility. The second thing that I see, God gives them victory over the enemy. The second thing I see tonight is honor. Look in verse 6. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. I want to say something tonight. You and I, in and of ourselves, cannot handle the enemy. We can't handle him. Amen? We can't handle him. I've heard people say something like, well, I give the devil a black eye. I'd be careful. Be very careful. The Bible said even Michael the archangel durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil. But he said, the Lord rebuke thee. I'll tell you something tonight. David here, when he says, bless the Lord, blessed be the Lord, he's honoring God. He's humbled himself. And he's given honor where honor is due. Amen. He's given glory where glory is due. The Bible said there their wrath was kindled against us. Spurgeon said this. He said, anger is never more fiery than when the people of God are its objects. Sparks become flames and the furnace is heated seven times hotter. You remember over there, beloved, in the book of Daniel. That's the truth. When that anger is pointed towards God's people. Amen. Oh, beloved, it gets hot in a hurry when God's elect are to be thrust into the blaze. The Bible talks about here, David, he's describing the troubles that face us. Sometimes our troubles, he said, they swallow us and they devour us. Sometimes they overwhelm us like a flood. Sometimes our troubles sweep us away like in a torrent or a swift river. Sometimes our trouble grind us to powder, and sometimes our troubles capture us like a trap or a snare. But David wants to give honor to the only one, beloved, that can take care of our troubles, amen, that can help us along the way. So he said, blessed. It's a powerful expression of thanks and praise. I thought about that when I read this afternoon. About a powerful expression of praise and thanksgiving. I thought about the old time saints. There's some of y'all in here. You've seen people go up and down the aisle with their hands in the air. And they wasn't saying nothing but bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. They just got happy. How many's ever seen that? Say amen. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved. There's nothing wrong with that. He's the only one that's worthy to bless and to praise. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. That's what the Word of God said. Beloved, David blesses the Lord. He honors Him here. When we look back, like the psalmist does here, we become aware of those instances of divine protection where God took care of us. Amen. We may not have been conscious of it at the time. Beloved, listen, I don't remember, but I know how I was living when that ripper tooth come through that back glass. I probably said a cuss word. I know how I was living. I'm not proud of that. Amen. I probably said a cuss word because that woman run the stop sign, amen, and about got me killed. And it could have got her killed. I mean, I had a heavy-duty three-quarter ton truck loaded, amen, with a welder and oxygen, acetylene, torches, and leads, and all the stuff that goes with it. It was a heavy load, amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, I look back, and I don't want to cuss. I want to bless His name. And praise Him. Amen. Amen. I didn't know He was taking care of me. I didn't know He had a purpose for my life. But thank God He did. And He preserved my life. And I appreciate that, Lord, so very much. When we look back, we're astonished sometimes at the greatness of the danger to which we've been exposed. But God, amen, who is rich in mercy. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, I see a humility. And then I see honor. David said, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. You know, I've been in some situations. I've talked about sinners. Listen to me carefully just a moment. I'm not going to go into any detail. But I've been in some situations with saints where I could have ruined my testimony in 30 seconds. Y'all understand what I just said? I'm going to tell you what, a pastor can take a whole lot, and I thank God for these 10 years. They've been wonderful. But I tell you, every year in my ministry has not been wonderful. I had to learn some things along the way, amen? And I tell you, I appreciate the Lord, but I believe tonight that God can help us even to keep our mouth shut when we want to open it. Even to put our fist back in our pocket when we want to use it. Say amen. I preached a message one time entitled Contents Under Pressure. You say, where'd you get that message? Off the side of a can. If you'll read them, beloved, most of them that's got aerosol say Contents Under Pressure. And I realized that God's people are under pressure. And beloved, I thought about a hot water heater. It's got a pop-off valve on it. Well, you know what human beings have got? They've got a pop-off valve on them. Sometimes that pressure builds up and that heat builds up and they pop off. I remember in that message saying this, you can pray before you pop or you can pray after you pop. It's a lot better to pray before you pop and then just don't pop. Say amen. Because if you pop, then you're going to have to get right with God. Say amen. I believe with all my heart there's a humility here. There's an honor here. But that brings me to the last thing. In verse number 8, our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I wrote this down today. The God that created all that we see, He can surely help us with those troubles that come that we can't see. He created all the heavens and all the earth, and I believe God can help us. He can deliver us through the trouble, or He can deliver us from the trouble. But the main part of that statement is, He will deliver us. Amen. I believe the children of Israel, they're delivered through that Red Sea experience. And I believe God's people will be delivered from that great tribulation hour, amen, that's coming upon the earth. But I'll tell you tonight, it's a blessing to know that God can help us. In Psalm 121 over there, just across the page in my Bible, He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. from whence cometh my help. You could read that in and of itself, and you might say, well, how do you get help from the hills? You get help when you look at the hill and you realize who made the hill and you realize who created the hill. Beloved, our lives, listen to me carefully. I talked to you a little while ago about little Sawyer, my grandson. Boy, I tell you what's true. I love Sawyer. I love Olivia. I love all my grandchildren. Amen. In life, there are some wonderful hills. But when you have two hills, somebody tell me what's between it. There's some high hills, Sister Carol, in life. But there's some deep valleys. I love the song the McCamey sang years ago, "The God on the Mountain." The one that's helping us. And see, sometimes we don't realize His help when we're on the mountain. But that same God that's helping us on the mountain is helping us in the valley. Many times, He's done went and picked us up in the valley. And He's carried us along the way. Amen. When we can't put one foot in front of another. He said, "I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help." Then the next verse gets it. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Tonight, He's still helping us. I can't tell you all what that Easter service did for this pastor. It gave me hope. Amen, Brother Junior, that we can have revival. We can see this church filled one day. Amen. We can still see people baptized and walk with God. We can still see people saved. Amen. There are pastors that give their eye teeth just to be able to be in one service like that. And God meets with us week after week after week after week. You know why? Because He knows we need help. I believe I'm talking to a bunch of people tonight. How many with me? We know we need help. We can't do it. We got Bible school coming up. We need help. Amen. We need help. The choir needs help. The pastor needs help. Amen. These folks that are attending our church that are lost, they need help. They need help. Well, thank God, David said tonight, our help is in the name of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to lean on Him. I'm going to trust Him to help us in these days. Amen. Listen, we need to pray, because if He don't do something in His people, bring about a revival in this land, beloved, what we're seeing going on in these big cities, I've said this for years, it's coming home. My wife told me just a while ago, there was a shooting in Blountville. Is that what you told me, honey? At a Dollar General store in Blountville, Tennessee. Is that close enough? Amen. We need help. We need God to help us. I'm all for what the ladies are going to do tomorrow night about the awareness training. Because, beloved, we're living in a wicked time. Amen. People will knock you down for $5. And they'll knock you down to find out you ain't got that. Amen. Take your life. Because they're wicked. They don't know Jesus. How many's glad you come tonight? How many's glad your help's in the Lord? Amen. Amen. Let's look to Him tonight. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you for being here.